Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Auville. Jason took 2 days off to watch the tournament and bet on games. But he's home. He's safe. Just no games to bet on.
Zero.
Stinks. No sports book to really attend. I mean, you can go to the sports book, I guess.
You can place futures bets.
Place futures
bets. I mean, really,
that's your move.
But it's not the same.
This is crushing for Jason.
He's got to be so depressed.
They pulled
the PGA.
Yeah.
The Players Championship.
Yeah. I mean, believe me, that hurt me because that's what I've been doing to get away.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to talk a little entertainment because there's been a lot of news. Movies have been pushed back. TV shows that are being canceled, at least a production of it, and we'll kind of get up to speed with Kevin McCarthy, our Fox 5 entertainment reporter. What's up, Kevin?
Good morning, John Paul Flame.
Papa. Kev, I got a question for you. You know, I'm a hypochondriac, so, and you know this is not good for guys like me. You have OCD and stuff.
Yeah.
This cannot be a good time for you.
Well, it's funny because my OCD has been very interesting over the years. Like this, I went through the germ phase,
yeah,
the stereotypical OCD, like Monk, that show Monk. Like I went through that in like seventh to ninth grade. So that was like, I was talking to Lauren about this last night. If I was in that stage of my OCD, I don't think I'd be able to leave the house or move.
Yeah.
Because I will say this, I've definitely washed my hands more this, like the past couple weeks than I have since ninth grade though. But like,
yeah.
I used to wash my hands so much, like they would bleed. Cause I was always worried about like germs and, and then my OCD really kind of transitioned more into like driving worries and work and things like that. So the germs kind of go away, but now they're coming back. So it's definitely now, as I sit here on the phone with you right now, I'm already having a worry about this phone being like dirty or something.
Yeah.
And now I want to go get it wiped off or clean my hands or so. Yeah, it is an extra level when you have OCD, but it's not because OCD stereotypically comes down to people talking about germs and like checking to see if their stove is on. Those are the things that people think about. My OCD is a little bit more extreme than that, at least in my mind. But this particular thing you're talking about, yeah, it's definitely creeping back.
I wasn't aware that there were phases of OCD. When we got to know you, you were in the midst of your driving thing, and I'm just curious, what was the longest drive you had because of your OCD? I remember you had a dead bodies thing that if you went over something, you would go back and take pictures. A ride which might have been 10 minutes might take a half an hour, but what was the longest one, if you can recall?
I remember one time. So for people who aren't aware, like one of the big things about OCD is that like it's essentially you're questioning logic. You're not sure. So I would be driving and I would hit like a pothole or something like that. And then like that would trigger my mind to have a worry. So I would then do a U-turn to check it. And then there would be a pothole there and everything would be fine. But then when you do the U-turn, you end up causing more worries for yourself. One time it took me 3.5 hours to get home.
That's unbelievable.
And how far was the ride?
The ride itself was probably 45 minutes because my parents were actually visiting my father-in-law, and I was just having a really like, that's the thing about OCD or, like, depression and things that I, like, I have OCD, depression, and ADHD. So all those three things, like, kind of combine into one nasty force sometimes. And if, like, I'm having a down day, that stuff, like,
it's
like
a very common triumvirate, though, to be honest with you. Those three things do go hand in hand. You know, it's interesting. My brother has, one of my brothers has a lot of this stuff. You know, he said, you know, Eric, the irrational things I struggle with more than the rational.
So, like, 100%.
This thing has not even fazed him that much.
Right.
Well, that's the weird thing. So, and I know exactly what he's talking about. So it's one of those weird things where, like, people who have OCD spend 99.9% of their day, at least in my mind, worrying about things that aren't real, things that don't exist. So when something really like this happens, you're right. It's almost as if when you're OCD, you're almost prepared for the anxiety already. Like, my mindset is when I'm worried, that's normal. You know what I mean? So it's like not being worried is considered to be abnormal for me. So I understand what your brother's saying. It's like you this is bad, but I've already worried so much about germs and stuff that I'm already
used conjured to, up a million you know, other things that are just worse or whatever.
You've run these doomsday scenarios already.
Let's talk about the impact on Hollywood, obviously, the movies, television. You go with it wherever you want, bud.
Well, I mean, one of the crazy things about this is these massive movie delays. And I think a lot of people are starting to understand now and learn now how important global box office is to movie studios now. I mean, like, back in the day, when I feel like when we were watching movies, like, at least for me growing up in the 90s, I don't feel like global box office was something that was on the mind during production. And I could be wrong, but now they're making films because they know they're going to do well internationally, and that will help with the profit. James Bond's a great example. James Bond, the Skyfall film, made $1.1 billion at the box office, but over $800 million of that was international. So you think about that new Bond movie moving 7 months, and we discussed this last week, and I won't go down the IMAX path again, but it is interesting that that movie moved 7 months. They had to find a window where they could plug in that movie where it could run on certain screens and IMAX screens. So you can't release a Bond movie in April, because what will happen is with the international markets and all the theaters closed, there are like around 70,000 theaters closed in China from a Hollywood Reporter article that was released talking about that happened in January. So you can't risk that. So when Bond moved, the big question is what's going to happen to everything else? Mulan, Black Widow, Fast and Furious 9, films that are global films that need that box office. So Mulan yesterday announces it's moving. That was supposed to come out March 27th. That's now moved to a date we don't know about. Fast and Furious 9 moved to 2021. It was supposed to come out May 22nd. That's now opening April 2021. Mm. Quiet Place was the one that really I find interesting, because Quiet Place, in my opinion, you could argue is more of a domestic film, more of a film that will do really well in the United States. And while it will do well internationally, I don't know if it necessarily needs the international box office as much as like a Fast and Furious.
Yeah,
or,
but Kevin, I said this earlier. It's kind of an end of days movie, and nobody wants 100%. To see a movie about the end of the world.
Right. So that's probably a big factor. I mean, it's definitely a big factor. And that's the thing is right now, who's going to the movies? So like it's an enclosed space with a lot of people. So I think these movie studios are just going, you know what? We got to delay because we don't know how long this is going to last. But I'm telling you right now, what's interesting about all of this is what hasn't been delayed yet. Like Black Widow, for example, which is the new Avengers film, opens up on May 1st, but they moved Fast and Furious, which opens up May 22nd. So Disney has been a little late to the table on pushing stuff back. Mulan was supposed to open March 27th, and they just moved it yesterday. So it's a little strange, but all these, you know, you guys all know this from your world, the impact of sports. Actually, I was curious to ask you guys in regards to your jobs, like, you know, in my job is movies, your job is sports. Is it something that, like, what are your thoughts just in general? Like,
our job is not really sports. Our job is entertainment and get ratings.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. We're good at that, so it's fine. People, I think that your question is better geared to those, like NBC Sports Washington, right? Mm-hmm. They're rights holders to all these teams.
Right, they have
They don't have Caps games. They don't have Wizards games. You know, people that carry the Nationals, whatever. You know what I'm saying? ESPN, I didn't watch, but apparently they were going hard on the golf last night. Right. That was the only thing that was on.
Hey, maybe NBC Sports.
Wife, I think my wife actually went to the final NBA game before they put. She went to the a Lakers game the other night when with her brother and saw LeBron play. And it was like she had insane seats. I don't know how she got them, but she was like right there near the court, and she was sending me videos of LeBron just crushing the basketball hoop. It was amazing.
I hate to interrupt. We got a couple minutes, and I know that you wanted to give some recommendations for people who are going to be stuck at home. Maybe there are movies that they can stream. And before you even get to that, I wanted to ask you, I saw a commercial for a Chadwick Boseman movie. I think it came out, and maybe it's now available on demand. Was that any good?
The 21 Bridges?
Yeah, I think it was 21 Bridges.
Eh.
Nubs. I remember reviewing it. It was kind of nubs.
It looks so good in a 30-second commercial.
Yeah, it's called a trailer. The trailer's always
the
look
trailer
good.
Looks great.
I mean, it's one of those movies where, like, I feel like if you watch it, JP, you'd be like, okay. But if you watch it at home, you might go, okay, that was fine. I mean, it's nothing crazy, but I mean, I feel like if you watched it at home, you might be like, that was a good way to pass some time.
That's all I was looking for.
We had a guest scheduled on after you, so why don't you give us your recommendations quickly?
All right, a couple things. If you're staying home, I've mentioned some of these movies before, but these are some underrated movies you can check out while you're in your house. I mentioned Upgrade to you guys a couple weeks ago. That's available on HBO On Demand. That's a phenomenal action movie from the director of Invisible Man. Booksmart, a comedy directed by Olivia Wilde. That's available on Hulu. Dark Knight, obviously a masterpiece. That's available on Netflix. Good Time, which I've mentioned before, the Robert Pattinson film from the directors of Uncut Gems. That's on Netflix.
I watched that. I was not impressed.
Which one?
You didn't love it?
Didn't love it. I certainly didn't love it.
Which movie?
Okay. Good Time with Robert Pattinson.
Oh, okay.
You'd rather watch
I
it.
Love
what
that movie.
You know what it was? Bad Time.
Okay, Bad Time. And then Warrior, which I've mentioned to you guys before, is an MMA film that's available on HBO On Demand. I'm currently watching The Office, which I've never seen, which is on Netflix. That's what I'm in the middle of watching now. There's a lot of great things. Oh, last thing I will say, Better Call Saul. Anybody out there who is a Breaking Bad fan, I understand if you turned off Better Call Saul in season 1 and 2, but season 3 and 4, all available on Netflix, those are Breaking Bad level shows, and now season 5 is airing on AMC as we speak. It is Breaking Bad again. Like, it's that good. So anybody who's a Breaking Bad fan who might not be hesitant about watching Better Call Saul, trust me, it will blow your mind if you're a Breaking Bad fan. Like, Gus is back, Hank is back, all the characters you loved in Breaking Bad in a prequel format. It is awesome. Absolutely amazing if you haven't seen it.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. Good stuff there,
buddy. Have a good weekend, Ricky.
Be safe,
love
pal.
You guys. Stay safe, everybody.
Love you, too.
You too, buddy.
Talk to you soon.
You guys. Love
right.
you guys.
All
bye.
Right. All right.
All right, coming up next, John Arand is going to join us, media reporter for the Sports Business Journal. We'll kind of talk about what's going on presently and what to expect here in the coming weeks with John Arand next here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. A little later in the show, John Feinstein will join us for Fridays with Feinstein at 8 o'clock. We will talk a little NFL on the show today. Jason LaConfora, joins us at 9. They canceled a league meeting, but there's still going to be free agency. Mm-hmm. There's still going to be the franchise tag deadline. So there will be some sports news, at least with off-season NFL. They may not have mini camps or training camps.
And that will be welcome.
Yes. So we will mix things up with that. But joining us right now to talk about what's going on in the sports media world is our buddy John Arand from Sports Business Journal. He joined us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. What's up, John?
Hey, not much, guys. How are you?
I was actually looking at one of your recent tweets, and you were just pointing out what was actually on some of the sports networks last night. Like, can you tell me what was on FS1, the CBS Sports Network, and the NBC Sports Network?
I think I went through it. CBS had Equestrian on, and it wasn't even live Equestrian. It was a replay of Equestrian.
Right.
FS1 had some Big East basketball game, Xavier and Butler, which I'm not sure why they picked that one, but it was a replay of a game. And NBC had it was some auto racing, again, another replay. I mean, this all happened so fast. They had no plans in place. So all these programming decisions are just being made on the fly. And if you looked actually on, I'm an Xfinity subscriber, and if you pulled up the guide, it's to be announced, they had no clue what they were going to put on.
Imagine what it's going to be like 3 weeks from now.
I think they might have a little bit of a better clue 3 weeks from now. So, like ESPN, which is wall-to-wall Sports Center right now, you might see them bring out like 30 for 30s or a couple of their other news magazine type shows. So I think once they're able to sit down and plan that out, it's not going to be better than live games, but it's going to be sort of more thoughtful than what the networks are doing right now.
John, what's the overall economic impact in sheer numbers of the cancellation of the NCAA tournament?
Oh, God.
Billions?
Yeah, it's definitely approaching that. I mean, I can't put a number on it. I can tell you that I just did a story on Monday when everybody thought it was still going on. And the ad sales folks for CBS and Turner both said that they brought in a record amount of revenue coming in for this year's tournament. I mean, if you look at TV sports before this happened, it was a heyday for it. The Super Bowl for ad sales sold out way back in like November. I mean, it's the earliest sellout ever. They got super high rates for it. Something like the NBA All-Star Game, which is is hardly the Super Bowl, but it does a pretty nice number for Turner. That sold out early. I mean, the ratings were they've been taking a nosedive for the previous couple of years. They pretty much leveled off, and advertisers are coming in, and now they have to take all those off the books, and they have really nothing to make up for it.
It's unbelievable. It's so scary.
I mean, I know I sound completely depressing, but it's I've spent all week talking to various executives with a. Not just media companies, but the leagues, teams, and everybody's in meetings about this coronavirus, and nobody has any clue what they're doing, what's happening. I mean, if you watched Adam Silver on a TNT last night, he said, "Oh yeah, we're hoping to be back in 30 days," but he doesn't know. And they asked him, "Why did you say suspended instead of canceled?" And he goes, "Like, you know what? It was just we made the decision so quickly. I didn't even put thought behind that word. They're just doing things like really quickly."
Yeah, but I think it's smarter to suspend versus cancel. I wish more would do that, to be honest with you, and just because it's a fluid situation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't know. In fact, I thought that the NCAA tournament buckled to a little bit of pressure yesterday because everything was canceling, so we have to cancel. But they still had a full week. I mean, a lot can happen on week. It's unlikely they would have gone, but there was no reason to sort of cancel.
I don't know that they could have got. Yeah, I don't think they could pull it off this in a week, but maybe in a month.
It's hugely unlikely they would have pulled it off in a week. But they didn't have to announce yesterday, right? I mean, who knows?
Well, it was just a bad look for them, I think. Yeah, I actually thought that the golfers could play with no volunteers, no fans, just play golf. But even then, that would just be a bad look.
That was a bad look, I guess. But I mean, you have social distancing; you can still play the events. I'm not sure how bad a look that is.
That's
NASCAR is still doing it. So I don't think it's an overreaction. I just think that once once Adam Silver made his decision, and he made his decision so forcefully and quickly, and just as we've seen ever since he's become commissioner, every other league just followed in line with him. He just sort of set that momentum ball rolling, and everybody else followed with him.
Right.
And I think for the NBA and NHL, they were good decisions, but you know, other ones could have waited a little bit longer.
John, even though I have not been a big consumer of this product yet, I feel really bad for the XFL for the timing. I mean, they waited 20 years to revamp and reboot their league after, you know, 2001. They come back in, and then they get hit, and they have to cancel like everybody else. They have to pull the plug on their reboot season. What do you think the prognosis is for the XFL going forward?
Dude, our defenders are in first place. It's a killer, isn't it?
Sure.
You know, the XFL, I haven't talked to anybody over there since this happened, but they were prepared to go to year two, and I think that they have the funding to go to year two. The big question right now, though, is, everybody's talking about their 401ks, and everybody's seeing the stock market, so there's a big question of how safe that funding is and whether that funding is still there. But I would expect that, you know, if the leagues are able to kick off by the time they kick off in January or February again, that they will try it again in year two.
ESPN Classic's been gone for a long time, right?
They I think that became an online streaming thing. But the problem with ESPN Classic is when it launched, it was awesome.
Yeah.
But then all the leagues launched their own TV channels, and so they took all the rights. So with ESPN Classic, they had no real good rights to any of the games that you really wanted to see.
Yeah, and plus, you know, a lot of that stuff was not in HD. It's almost impossible. I'd watch some of this older stuff if it was in HD. I can't believe what we used to tolerate.
I know. It is awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's easier to watch on YouTube, I guess, than on a big screen. But
yeah, for sure.
Joined by John Aron, media reporter for Sports Business Journal. So it's hard to look beyond what's happening right now with all the cancellations, but one of the big topics had been the pursuit of Peyton Manning, the pursuit of Al Michaels for Monday Night Football. I guess that was Nick's. Where do we stand with all of that?
God, what happens with that? Everything, all business in sports has sort of taken a pause right now. And so we are exactly where we were about a week ago. And the Al Michaels thing was a pipe dream. I know that ESPN did reach out to NBC and was told no pretty quickly. That could come up potentially because the NBC does have a problem in terms of Tirico. They have Tirico sitting there waiting to take that spot. So it isn't out of the realm of possibility. And ESPN has reached out to Peyton Manning. They've been talking that's probably unlikely, but who knows? At some point, Peyton Manning is going to decide that he wants to be in the booth, I think. And it could be this year. It could be in 3 years. I'm not sure.
Can you explain to people, because it's the one thing everyone always brings up. Well, I don't watch a game because of Tony Romo. I watch a game because it's a good effing game. You know, why is it so important to the networks to have these high-profile announcers?
For two reasons. One is it's as much for the NFL and as the league office as it is for the fans. So, I mean, Tony Romo, it was, you know, to use the cliche, it was the perfect storm because mm-hmm. his contract was up as ESPN needed to get better, you know, because they wanted to get in the Super Bowl rotation as the rights deals were coming up. So you put all that together and like CBS, everybody looks at them because they're sort of the smallest broadcaster. They have a, you know, Viacom just came in, so there's a lot of question marks about whether they can even afford the NFL or want the NFL. And so if they lost Tony Romo, that would just be a bad look for them.
Mm-hmm.
But then on top of it, if you talk to CBS executives, they say, you know, wherever they go in the country, people talk about Tony Romo. He's sort of transcended. Like, I think my wife, who doesn't watch football, knows who Tony Romo is. So that's
my theory is, John, is also the viral nature of these guys. So like Gruden the next day, you know, people would kind of, you'd go on YouTube clips or whatever, something crazy he did or some energetic thing, or same thing with Romo. You know, he'd predict the play or whatever. The viral nature of things on social media is a, to me, a big reason why they're paying out the extra bucks. Because there's nothing viral about Joe Tessitore. God bless him. He's very capable. And for Booger, it was just all his mistakes.
Right, yeah. No, that's absolutely true. Because I personally hated the way that Gruden called a game.
Mm-hmm.
And so but I can tell you that if he came up, ESPN would love to have him back. Because people did like him, and his calls got viral.
Yeah, yeah.
Joined by John.
So let me have a quick question to you guys.
Sure.
So no games at all. I mean, what are you guys going to talk about?
Well, we'll is the thing, John. You've listened to the show, but that's not our specialty. Is,
by the way, it's called summer. It's not like we spent 4 hours talking baseball on the show.
You know the show. We can survive on anything. It doesn't really matter. And look, the NFL. We talk about the NFL year round. They're only playing games for 3 or 4 months of it, right? So there are always going to be off field ramifications. What's going to be next? When it, you know, there's always something.
So you're not going to have me on every day, is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, you can come on anytime you want.
I mean,
you're always welcome.
I can tell you what's on our. Do you want to know what's on our outline right after you today? I don't know that it's appropriate to even say it.
But I don't know. I haven't even looked.
The very next topic. So John Arand was scheduled for 7:20. Drab sends an outline. 7:40. This is what it says. Yeah. Can I read this, Drab?
You have to be delicate.
I don't remember what I wrote exactly.
It has to do with the dating app.
You got to be radio friendly.
I don't even know.
Well, just look it up. Dinky One is a new dating site.
Dinky One?
Dinky One.
For guys with small jimmies?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
That's the next topic.
Small Jimmy Johnson?
That's how we thrive and survive, John.
For girls that prefer guys with small? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Again, average. The boy's average.
So that's how we will get on.
Yeah, we know how to get through. It's not going to be an issue. Thank you, John.
Hey, thanks. Anytime, guys.
All right. Appreciate
John
it, buddy.
John Arand from the Sports Business Journal. We just hung up with him. I actually did want to ask him, if you play this out, I think some teams are going to fold. Because there are some teams that lose money in the world of sports, right?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Like
what teams?
I'm just going to throw this out hypothetically.
Like soccer teams
an
or something?
NBA team probably makes enough from the television contract.
Yeah.
A poopy team that gets no attendance, that gets no ratings on TV.
Like the Sacramento Kings.
Right. That's my son and I were talking about it. He was like, well, which team? And I said, maybe a team like Sacramento. I mean, I don't know.
I don't think I think the league is too well established, but I think
probably,
like an MLS team could go under.
They just added. Look, there have been teams that have moved because they're in financial trouble. That's happened many times, right? So the NHL added, right there, 31 teams. Like maybe there's an NHL team that doesn't do great. That needs that revenue for their last 8 or 9 home games. The good thing is it's the end of their seasons. If this was the beginning of the season, like let's say this lasts for a long time, some of these baseball teams that struggle.
Yeah, but sometimes there are strikes and they're able to generally
get
through it.
If they don't get money from a TV contract, I don't know. I'm just saying.
But think about past strikes and work stoppages.
True.
They get through it. Listen, I'm pretty bleak and I'm in a dark place. But I'm hopeful that within a few months, this will be behind us.
Oh, I agree.
And I don't think that just a few months will shut them down.
Probably
not. It's my guess.
I don't know enough about the financial health of sports franchises.
No.
But I don't think it's inconceivable because there have been sports franchises that move because they're in financial trouble.
I would be stunned.
Or they move because they can't get a stadium deal.
Yeah. True. I would be stunned.
But there have also been ones that have folded.
Right.
I would be stunned if an NFL, NBA team folded.
Definitely the NFL.
MLB, same thing. Maybe an NHL team or two, but I doubt it. I find it, even there, I think the NHL's got some pretty hardy TV deals too. Beefy, a lot different than what they used to be. Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's something to watch.
Look, I
think the MLS might be vulnerable.
I went out to eat yesterday for lunch. I went to Uncle Julio's. Not a lot of people there. That's a business. There are going to be restaurants that go down for sure.
Oh, there are already restaurants shuttering before this
event
happened.
Like Modell's going down. That's not a restaurant. But,
right.
I mean, that's probably inevitable,
right?
You know, because of Amazon and everything. But oh yeah, this is gonna speed up that process.
I think half the businesses featured on Undercover Boss are going to.
I wonder if like Best Buy will survive this.
My wife's a personal trainer and she teaches mostly group classes. But she was talking to somebody at Lifetime Fitness yesterday who. She needs personal training clients. Like, that's how she survives and make her business. Well, I can tell you that the group classes had hardly anybody there. And I've been noticing that at the gym. I mean, I believe they're going to close the next couple of days.
I think there are a lot of gyms going down.
I think restaurants can really thrive in the DoorDash
That'd
atmosphere.
Be good.
They can deliver.
Because people aren't going to want to go out. They're still going to want not cook or have good food at their
house. That'd be good.
So they're going to kill it doing that.
Hopefully, yeah.
It's a good niche to be in.
Yeah. They have a chance. They have a chance. But I do think a lot of these retailers where it was trending bad anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is their death knell right here.
If you don't
here.
Have a cushion.
Yeah, I think some of these spots it might just be done. Like malls. Malls, you know, no one goes to malls now anyway. Imagine what malls are going to look like when this is all behind us. You're going to be half shuttered. You'll have Apple, and that's it. You'll have Apple, and I don't know. What else will be in there?
Hot Topics.
I've never seen anybody at the Microsoft stores.
So. Microsoft got to go under, but I guess you guys all say it's amazing.
Well,
so
they got a big cloud, EB.
Nobody in there buying.
We sleep
sometimes
on the cloud.
Nobody buying Surfaces. But.
At the at Montgomery Mall, the Microsoft store actually has people. Not as many as the Apple
store.
They
have employees. I see a bunch of guys with T-shirts.
I see a lot of dogs playing Xbox games when I walk by.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, I've been there in a while. I think my mall days are done. They might be done forever.
Your out-of-your-house days are pretty much done.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
All right, so we'll talk about the Dinky app next. We got John Feinstein coming up at 8 o'clock as well.
Does your child love the game of basketball, want to get better at Coach Wooten's basketball camp? Their goal is for campers to love basketball more by instilling confidence, teaching the game, and most importantly, having fun. They teach all day, every day, 5 skills sessions per day. They work on your basketball IQ with competitions, contest speakers, and 3 games per day. Instruction is the difference at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. Register at CoachWooten.com. That's 2 O's and 2 T's. That's CoachWooten.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a new dating site for people with small Jimmy Johnsons. Yeah. I don't know.
How do they know?
What do you mean?
Do you submit a photo? Like,
no,
what are the
probably
ranges?
Not.
Do you have to be qualified?
I don't know.
I don't know what the threshold is.
But I guess the idea is that some women would prefer smaller guys, generally speaking. Is that the idea?
They don't want
some obtrusive big old baseball bat.
I can understand maybe not wanting, Greg Oden, but maybe you want average.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe is it for women? Maybe it's for guys.
Well, it's a dating app. You have to have men and women.
Yeah, but maybe men are dating other men. Maybe it's one
That's
of the,
true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says a fifth of the people who join are gay or bisexual.
Yeah, so maybe in that community, it's not definitely not an asset if you're lugging around some log, some piece of firewood in there.
But still, that leaves 80% that aren't.
How often is that? I mean,
what do you mean?
How prevalent is a guy with a Louisville Slugger?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Porno.
Again, that's a very small subset of society.
We need to see the bell curve on that. Like, what percentage of people? I don't know. Yeah. What is that? What are they?
100% in the industry.
Yeah, but
generally,
it's a very self-selecting industry.
Yeah, generally. I don't know. That's interesting. You know, if any women want to call in and say, yeah, they'd rather date a guy.
Apparently,
they'd rather date a ROM.
They've signed up more than 30,000 users in just 2 days.
So people are volunteering. The other part of that is you have to volunteer that you're not
holding.
You have to
admit that you're hurting.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Amy Allville's on line one.
Again. Your boy falls in the average range.
What is technically average?
Believe
size.
I've done my research. 90% of men fall between 5 and 7. Your boy's squarely in that range.
That's a big window.
It is a big window.
That is a huge.
By the way,
window.
I'm the only one.
Where are you on the lower
the
end of that cake?
I'm the only one with enough courage to actually give the number.
That's not true. I've given my number a million times.
I've never heard it once.
Okay, you have short-term memory loss. I told you you have long-term memory loss.
All right,
if you had over seven, you had to show it.
I've never heard from Valdez, Drabby, JP. Yeah. Nobody's ever gone on record.
I've shown it.
I've seen it.
I've shown it to Eric. Eric wanted to see my vitiligo.
I can't even remember.
That wasn't in Seist mode. Yeah. That was like just pulling pants down.
I can't even remember. Can't even remember if it looked awful or not. I can't even remember.
I'll show you again.
Yeah, it's fine.
You can spray it with Lysol.
Yeah, I'm good.
A lot of guys flexing in here.
I actually don't know. Does the vitiligo change like over time?
Well, it usually gets worse.
Yeah, usually like a new spot will pop up.
Yeah, I mean, eventually.
Do they come and go?
Eventually, he's
no.
So once a spot pops up, it's permanent.
Yeah, it's there.
Oh. Eventually, he's going to have like an albino dong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which probably could look better.
That can be considered exotic.
That might
be. Like, I've.
Yeah, is there an app for exotic dongs?
I've been to an aquarium before, and they have an albino alligator, and a billion people line up to take a look at it.
I feel bad for NBC Sports Washington. They're probably dumping like crazy.
Yeah, I saw a story about an albino giraffe.
You know what this is, though? This is content.
Yeah,
last time I checked,
this is the next 2 months.
They don't have any wizards, caps. They got nothing. You know what they have? A lot of the junks. That's what they have.
The show's going to be on for 10 hours today.
Well, that's true.
We're going to bring back repeats. You know what we are right now to NBC Sports Washington? Crown Jewel.
That's what the jokes are right now.
We are the crown jewel right now of live content for NBC Sports Washington.
Holy Toledo.
You know what? We can talk about whatever we want.
Hey.
We're pretty much bulletproof.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
I mean, what else are they going to put on?
Right. We can come and do the show naked and still air it.
They're not going to have caps pre-games, post-games, and games. Yeah, or Wizards pre-games, post-games.
You know what? By the way, they're getting a bargain.
You know what? It's time to renegotiate. We've never had better leverage.
Yeah.
Ever.
This is
our time to strike.
They might actually make money out of this deal.
There's going to be cameras in the Grant and Danny studio by the end of the week.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Might be a bonanza for those boys.
They want us to talk about Dinky One 24/7.
Here's the thing. Yeah. So CK sent us an email. Did you see? That we have the ability, if we want to broadcast with the Comrex next week. And, you know, they're just doing it. They don't want us to do this. But they're just doing it because everyone's got to they're trying to limit the amount of social interaction people are having. That's our dream. Like, we all eventually want to broadcast from our homes and stuff. But I feel bad for NBC Sports Washington, so I'm willing to take one for the team and keep coming in here. I feel like it's just us. Now, but we have to trust each other. Yeah. If you donks think you feel a little bit arctic.
Oh, if the first sign of any sort of infection, your boy's staying home.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, if you start to feel the chills or, like, you know what I mean? Like, Dunsky.
Well, by the way, because they were chills in studio just because we broadcast from an ice box.
Yeah, I know.
Do you think? Today.
But you know that feeling.
You think I'm going to try to be a hero?
I've never tried to be a hero
my entire life. I'm certainly not going to do it with some sort of thing that can put me in the ground.
I'm not going to go to work if I have a runny nose or a cough because I've had that for months.
Sure, that's normal.
Yeah, so I guess
if you have something, my
threshold is, you know how like when you're walking around and all of a sudden you feel sickness is coming, like your body feels weak and you start to That's, I guess, what the threshold is. I don't know what else. Or fever, obviously.
Oh, yeah, fever. I
fever,
think
you're, you know,
fever, yeah, you're
fever,
out.
You might as well just dig a hole in the ground. But, I mean.
Or you let the fever pass and you continue to live.
Let's hope.
Because you're not 80.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you're not 80 or older,
I know,
you
let's
have
hope.
A
I
mean, really good shot
Tom
at surviving
Hanks hasn't
it.
Donked off, right?
No, I know, he's still with us.
He had a nice picture this morning, he and Rita. They look fine.
Right.
They need to keep posting those.
See,
it's
the
good
optimist
for,
in me
it's
goes
good for
to
us.
The, look, I'm washing my hands, I'm doing all those things. But the optimist in me looks at the Utah Jazz situation and says, okay, Rudy Gobert, he did infect Donovan Mitchell, but there are all those other players on the team, and they tested 58.
Yeah, but JP, there's a reason negative. Why they canceled all schools in Maryland.
Understood.
Because some guy got it, and they have no idea where the hell he got it.
I completely understand
the
that.
The guy just went to the store. I mean, the guy didn't even leave his house, didn't right. go anywhere, and he freaking got it. So what's going on? That's when you know it's a show, it's everywhere. Doesn't mean it's going to kill you, but it just means it's a virus
right.
out there, it's everywhere.
It's here in this building.
Yeah.
It's been documented. It's here in D.C., 1015
That's all
Half
you
Street.
Need to know.
Well, no, it's possible. They said that the person who comes to the building had contact with somebody.
Right.
But then they
don't
said that
was
person
was
being
positive.
Treated. It was very nebulous the way it was written.
Yeah, it didn't say that the person had tested positive.
No, but it said it's being treated. What do you mean being treated? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't even know where you would get the tests. My doctor sent something that if you have the symptoms,
they gave you a
don't
phone.
Bother that you don't. We don't have tests.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. You're supposed to call a number. I don't know.
I think I'm going to dodge that guy because I barely see people that work on this floor.
Correct.
Now, I know that he could have had an interaction with people that work on this floor if he's infected.
Right.
But I barely see the people in the sales staff that work for Entercomp, let alone people on the fourth floor.
Right.
What do the people on the fourth floor even do? Do we even know what sort of business it is?
Is that the NLRB or no? That's a different.
No, I think I don't know what it is.
I think it has some of the NLRB.
Yeah.
Like, how full is this building? 50% full? 80% full?
I think it's more full than you think.
Yeah, I think most of the floors are full.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so hold on. Let's get back to this Comrex bit. So for NBC Sports Washington, they would have no video element.
Right.
It'd be a problem.
It'd be a problem. I mean, we could Skype, but...
They would show they would show the producer room for 4 hours.
Oh, yeah. That's huge for your cameo.
I mean, I'm willing to, come in because I, we have limited interaction. There's nobody here when
they
we're here.
They could throw in some video of all the sports we're talking about.
We wouldn't have four Comrexes to pass out.
Yeah.
Just one or two?
Maybe one.
Yeah.
Oh, so we don't have to meet
Oh, he doesn't even, so it's not even a real email.
We don't
email.
Meet at EB's house or Kate's house.
Like I don't think he's expecting everyone to take him up on the offer.
Yeah,
there's very limited Comrexes in this building.
Yeah.
They cost about $5,000.
Oh. Yeah, they probably need to buy some more because you never know what's going to happen.
I don't think they're spending a lot of money right
now.
$5,000?
Yeah.
That's another big fear.
That'd be a lot of shares of Entercomp stock to get you to that amount.
$5,000?
Yeah, but you can't throw it out there if it's not a real thing.
I think if it's an issue for someone, he'll work with you to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, hey, I think we're lucky. I feel for the other guys that are coming in here when the building is more full.
I did see that one of the big sillies, insiders for Entercomp, scooped up a lot of shares within the past week.
Well,
that gives me a little bit of confidence.
Well, you know what? Why don't you read, maybe when we come back, we have John next. At some point, read what you read about the Entercomp stock, about how everybody is swooping in and they think it's a great buy.
I mean, I could do that.
Let's encourage people to buy it.
We're going to encourage
buy, buy, buy!
It is only $2 a share. $2.01 per share.
The SEC is going to come arrest you.
It could get a bounce today because
the
futures
are up big. That's not insider stuff. That's just like what was on Fox News.
Yeah, it's something from some hack financial website.
Let's all ask our rich friends, just buy a million shares. We just,
We have rich friends
really
now after the last 10 days.
I got a couple rich friends.
I don't.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'll Jason call. Would be the best candidate.
Yeah, he would be.
Country clubber.
Certainly.
Yeah. All right, we have John coming up next.
We'll do Fridays with Feinstein next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.